You are here listening to The Scene, and I am your host, Laura Holloway. Today, we are here talking with Karen Walker with the Arts Garage. And Karen, I'm so excited to hear about everything you have going on. You have some really incredible shows coming up, perhaps some things happening for kids. You just closed an incredible spring break camp. Let's start at the very beginning. How long have you been here in this area?
Well, originally from New York State, and my husband was in the Air Force for 22 years, so we traveled all over America, and then we lived in England for a while, but we moved to Tennessee about 7 years ago, and we just love it.
Where did you settle when you moved here?
In Smithville, Tennessee.
You're in Smithville, and that's where the Arts Garage is.
It is right off the square on the historic downtown Smithville, Tennessee.
Tell me how you chose Tennessee.
I didn't. Okay. Oh, we chose Tennessee, but Smithville didn't. Smithville chose us.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we came on vacation a number of times, throughout his military career, and we just loved the people. And it wasn't Texas, like 500 degrees, mm-hmm. and it wasn't New York with snow up to your knees. Mm-hmm. That rhymed. And so it's the people mostly that we love. And I guess the terrain, too. We love the terrain.
So the Arts Garage is a building that you found and you made into something else. You built it from the ground up. Tell me how it started.
No, it was a very old building that needed some love and attention. It originally was used as a garage where they fixed cars and did body work and things. And it was neglected for I don't know how many years. It was very scary. I always crossed the street when I walked past it when I was downtown. But it came up for sale and it had a big old ugly garage door. But then we found this gorgeous glass garage door, and it opens up like today. It's a beautiful day. We'll open up the door, and it's like super touristy, perfect for Smithville's a tourist town. So, yeah, we just gave it a lot of love and attention.
What is the Arts Garage?
It's a DIY and art studio where you can come in and pull things off the shelf, make and take pre-sketch canvases, ceramics, wood projects, all sorts of fun. We have new things all the time. And then we also sell my original work. And then we also have other featured artists from Middle Tennessee that come in and exhibit and sell their work.
How long would you say you have been an artist? When's the first time you said those words out loud?
Well, I'm going to give away my age. so I would, I'd have to say over 55 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the very first thing that you remember doing in art? When was the first time you thought I could do this?
Well, there was a gallery, art just like a gallery, but it was this beautiful gallery, the Albright Knox Art Gallery, and they had Saturday morning classes for kids. Mm. And I did not come from a very wealthy family, but my mom, she was Catholic, and she got this priest to get me a scholarship every year to these Saturday morning classes where I would go in with all these other amazing kids and work with the exhibiting artists and the exhibits within the gallery and just make every week. And it was just such an experience. And that's what I want to bring to adults and kids alike.
Yeah, you see the benefit in that.
It's huge.
When you first started, what medium were you drawn to? When you said that you went for Saturday morning art classes, was it a different medium every Saturday? Were you enveloped in every kind of art? How did that start?
Yeah, they had different, like we do as well. We learned pencil techniques and mixed media, sculpture. It was amazing what these creative people brought to the kids in the area.
Did your career follow an artistic track? What was the next step? You were a kid that liked art, and then what happened from there?
Went to college, and I still liked art after college.
Amazing, amazing. See, that's funny that you say that. I've heard a lot of people walk away from it after college because it takes
the joy
out of it.
A totally different experience. Well, then I got married, and you have kids, and I like to call time when you have little ones, and I suggest this to a lot of young moms. I don't have time. Well, you do have time. You just have to. I call it stolen moments, where you have a little corner, might be in might be a closet that you turned into your little space, and you just even if you could spend 5 minutes working on a piece, mm-hmm. you have that. You need that outlet. You just need it. You need to stay sane and not go in the bathroom and cry.
You have your stolen moments. I want to talk more about this when we come back. You are back listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Karen Walker of the Arts Garage, which is in Smithville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We're talking about stolen moments, and we're talking about artists who maybe have other careers and other lives, kids, families, spouses that maybe don't give so much time to create. Tell me about finding time and place for that.
Yeah, you have to find the time. I mean, even if it's, you know, like I said, 5 minutes, just sneaking away, or, you know, and we often think about, well, I have to be painting on a big canvas, or, you know, you can have a journal that you have some really nice pens for, or maybe just get outside, let the kids run around and you dig in the dirt and make something that way. Watch some flowers grow and then maybe bring them in and try to draw them, or pull out your little watercolor set and let the kids get messy and do anything you can with those couple minutes that you might find.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you say that. So I, at my house, I have a small clothes closet. And as I've gotten older, I realize most of my clothes fall into a pretty similar color palette, blues and whites and grays. And that's just what it is. Someone gave me a beautiful painting of this woman at the beach, and I hung it in my closet, and then I made all of my clothes match this painting.
Oh my gosh.
But now I find that it's my place. It's like I go in there, I don't necessarily go into my closet to create, but because of the colors and because of the artistic value of it, it feels like a little stolen moment for creative thinking, at least.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, thinking is a skill that you need to develop, because, yeah, clearing your mind, just taking those few minutes. Yeah.
What's your studio like at home? Where do you create when you're in your space?
Well, it's kind of messy because, you know, I thought, oh, I'm going to open up this art studio. And
I'm
worried
about artists that don't have messy spaces. I'm like, well, you're really not in there too much, though.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can have a path. Yeah. Right now I'm really having fun with jewelry making. So my whole table is full of jewelry supplies. And then I've got a couple canvases I'm working on. And I don't know, maybe I have ADHD, but I can only work on something for so much time. And then sometimes you have to walk away from a piece and just take a breath, because it's like, I don't know what to do next. So instead of doing something I'm not going to like, I'm just going to walk away and give it some time.
What's your medium that you like to work in now?
Mainly acrylics. Yeah, just mixed media. It's a lot of fun, because then you can. I'm having fun with these things called jelly plates. You can make printmaking with these like wiggly jelly plates. You can find them on Instagram, Jelly Arts. G E L L I Arts.
What do you do with these?
Well, you can roll. You don't have to use ink. You can use paint with it, and you can utilize. I mean, you can use anything from a photograph that you've reprinted on a. I think it's a laser printer, and it'll transfer that photograph to this jelly plate. And then you can roll some more paint on top of that print that you have, you know, and then put your paper down, and you're going to have you could do layer upon layer upon layer.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to give it a Googan.
Yeah, you have to, because it's just so fun. Just
how do you know when you're done with a piece? I love to ask people this. How do you know when it's finished, or is it ever?
You know, that's a very good question. I think everything, you know, it's different. There are some pieces where it's like, you're done because I don't want to touch you anymore. Or you're done because I really like what's happened here. Or you're done because I know somebody who's going to buy this.
Mm. Yep. You've gotten to the point where it's ready to sell.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's art for fun. There's art for fun and money. So colliding the two is just a really good thing when you have a mortgage to pay.
Amen, sister. Well, I hear a lot of artists say this when they're first starting, and you're certainly not anywhere near starting out in this, but when people are first starting in art, that they have trouble pricing their work because they know the work that went into it, and maybe they see a different value than not a collector or not someone with an artist's eye that just sees this, well, I could go to Hobby Lobby and get a cow picture for $20 versus here's this thing that this artist worked on for days, weeks, and how do you let go of a piece for obviously much less than what it's probably really worth?
Well, again, it depends on what category it falls into. Do I love this piece? Mm. Do I want to stop touching this piece?
Or I just want to sell it?
Or do I want to sell it? Or is this like, oh, I really think, you know, I'm working on a piece for a friend of mine who ordered it for her office. It takes me back about 20 years ago. I met this illustrator, amazing woman, Barbara Loomis. Her work was phenomenal. And she was kind of a mentor to me. And I said, how do you price your work? She said, well, this might sound silly, but how much of a car payment is it worth? Mm. And I was like, okay, that's not very esoteric or mystical, or it's not magical at all. But, you know, I think it just depends on where, you know, how you feel about it. That's a hard question to answer, you know. Again, it has a lot to do with how much time I spent on it. And if it just poured out of me and it's a really beautiful piece that I think would really look beautiful in someone's home, that has a different value than something I spent months on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I answered your question.
I don't know if you can really answer that question. We're going to come back and talk more about this in just a moment.
Thank you.
You are tuning in, listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're talking with Karen Walker from the Arts Garage in Tennessee. And Karen, talk to me about the Blue Show that's coming up. We've talked about how you came to find art, and now you've opened this amazing place in Smithville. How many years has the Arts Garage been open?
We just had our first year anniversary.
Oh my God, just 1 year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
So just the 1 year, and Artie just... gangbusters over there. People are loving what you're doing. People are coming in. You just had a spring break camp that was pretty full. And what's coming up next?
Well, next Friday night, we have the April 5th. We have First Friday. It's called the Blue Show. And it's two Upper Cumberland artists. And they're both members of Art Around Tennessee, which I don't know if you're familiar with.
Yes, we love Art Around Tennessee.
They're sweethearts.
And we talked to Cass on another show.
Oh, yes, that's right. Wonderful. Yeah, she's one of the artists. Yeah. She's so much fun. And then the other fella, he's an exhibiting artist. He says a lot in Cookeville. Tony Zimbelman. There are going to be some abstract pieces, some photography, but everything is blue themed. Blue art, blue drinks, blue food. I just, you know, I've been in several black and white shows in the past where they're, you know, fancy pants, you wear a tuxedo and all the artwork is black and white, and it's a fun affair. But I thought, you know, I thought blue would be fun.
I love blue.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Do you have work in this show as well?
I'm going to showcase a couple pieces. Obviously we live all around Center Hill Lake. So those three pieces are theme, blue lake themed pieces.
Blue lake theme.
Yeah.
Where else do you find you draw inspiration from when you're creating?
Nature. Yeah. I love patterns in nature. They're just unbelievable. Mm. I mean, the blooming of a flower is just amazing to watch, and the lines and the, just the texture. So.
And often the symmetry in nature is just amazing. Like the little type A part of me really appreciates when things are symmetrical in nature.
I can appreciate it, but I can't duplicate it.
Oh, yeah. what fascinates me about nature too, and maybe you see this in your art, is that there's, just like we have, you know, our fingerprints are unique. There's so many types of prints on an animal in nature and leaves that are unique to those specific creatures. I didn't realize that until... My kindergartner comes home and tells me lots of science tips that I didn't know before. And I'm like, really? And I have to Google it. And I'm like, oh, I didn't learn that.
Oh, I know. The kids that come in the shop are just amazing. They'll say things that are like, oh my, that was so poetical. Mm. I need to write that down. That might be a t-shirt I could sell.
How important do you think art is for kids?
Huge. I love telling this story. A little guy came in. He's probably about 8 years old. He came in about 6 months ago, and he was in public school, and he came in with his grandma, and he did not want to be there. He picked a dolphin sculpture off the shelf and started painting it. And, you know, I check on him every couple minutes. I came back at one point. He goes, Miss Karen, I love art again. Mm. I hated it when I came in here. I said, why, honey? He says, well, my one teacher just wasn't very kind to me, and I just didn't like it, but I love it now. And I just think expressing ourselves at any age relieves stress. Sure. And, you know, kids nowadays, we talked about it earlier, have so much stress. And I think it's a very valuable outlet, and they're very product oriented, and they can look at it, and as well as you do in your home, you know, you walk past the painting and it should make you smile, you know, and then they look at the work that they've done, and it's like, I am worthy. What I do is worthy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there is a place for everyone to be an artist? Do you think that there's an artist inside everyone?
That is our motto. We believe there is an artist within. There's this book, Hidden Art, by Edith Schaeffer, I believe it is, Francis or Edith Schaeffer. And no matter what, it could be gardening, it could be music, it could be poetry, it could be public speaking, acting. We mirror our maker, I believe, and inside. And oftentimes it's just lost along the way. And I think it's very important that people come into our lives and help us find that and rekindle it. And I think it keeps us happier.
That's beautiful. I think that's true. Everything in life is an inspiration for something else. And everyone is an artist. I think some people just have to give it a chance.
Find the bicycle that you can ride. Yeah.
I love that. Find the bicycle you can ride. Karen Walker, it has been amazing talking with you today. If you're just tuning in, the Arts Garage is having the Blue Show coming up on Friday, April 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. You can go out and have blue-themed art, music, drinks, and snacks, and meet this amazing woman who has opened this incredible place in Smithville. Thank you for promoting the arts in our community and for bringing your artistic expression to Tennessee. We're glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here.